This week in West Virginia history, on September 10, 1861, a Civil War battle was fought at Carnifex Ferry in Nicholas County. The clash had been unfolding for nearly 2 months after Confederate troops were forced from the Kanawha Valley. For weeks, the Southern troops had occupied the important crossroads of Gully Bridge in Fayette County after defeating a small Union force at Kessler's Cross Lanes in Nicholas County. Some 2,000 Confederates under former Virginia Governor John Floyd encamped along the steep cliffs of the Gully River. Meanwhile, Union General William Rosecrans was assembling an army 3.5 times the size of Floyd's at Summersville. Rosecrans moved south and attacked the Confederates at Carnifex Ferry. Rather than crushing Floyd's forces, though, Rosecrans launched a piecemeal attack, allowing Floyd to escape in the night. The Union victory was of little military consequence, but it had an important impact on the West Virginia statehood movement. 6 weeks after the battle, voters in regions controlled by Northern forces voted to create a new state. Had the Union lost at Carnifex Ferry and Confederates reoccupied the Kanawha Valley, the vote might have gone the other way. For more information on Carnifex Ferry, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.